In this batch of stories, news of fundraising and bravery. But we start on a lighter note, beer festivals.
A popular beer festival that raises money for young people is set to return this autumn. Oktoberfest will be held at Open Norwich from October the 11th to the 13th, with an anticipated audience of 3,000 people. Bavarian Umpar Band, the Bavarian Strollers, and Norfolk Band Night Train have confirmed their return. Last year, the venue was transformed into a beer cellar, over four sold-out sessions, raising £10,000. All the profits generated by such events enable Open's youth charity to offer free access to its new gym facility for young people. One person who accessed the Open Gym is Tom Hitchcock Wyatt, who came to the charity in 2017 following his struggles with confidence and anxiety. Tom's aspiration to powerlift for Team GB are looking much closer thanks to free gym access.
Eaton Park is well known for its miniature railway, pitch and putt course and boating lake. However, for two nights in October, it will also be home to a German-themed beer festival after councillors said "ja" to a licensing application. Members of Norwich City Council's licensing subcommittee unanimously agreed to grant a premises licence to Hampshire-based company Mutiny in the Park Limited to hold Oktoberfest 2018. The company held its inaugural Oktoberfest Norwich last year in the Carrow Road car park, however decided to select a different location this year. Now it's been given the go-ahead. The event will take place on the Friday, October the 5th, and Saturday, October the 6th.
A nurse at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is swapping her uniform for running shoes as she prepares to take on the London Marathon. Harriet Richards, 32, from Heatherset, is a senior nurse endoscopist and has worked at the hospital for almost 7 years. Mrs. Richards will be running the London Marathon in memory of her grandfather, Pip Pentelow, 79, who died 4 months after being diagnosed with bowel cancer in 2016. Bowel cancer is poignant in her personal and professional life, and she is hoping to raise £2,500 for Bowel Cancer UK during Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. Mrs. Richards is urging people who are eligible between the ages of 60 and 74 to take up the offer of free screening. She said, "My grandpa never accepted the offer of bowel screening, which he would have been invited to every 2 years until he was 74. If he had chosen to undergo the very simple process of bowel screening, the outcome could have been very different for him. This is why raising awareness of the condition is so very important to me."
A 7-year-old girl from Taverham has raised a remarkable £800 for a cancer charity after she climbed Mount Snowdon. Ruby Mae Jennings, joined by parents Becky and Matthew and family friends, climbed the Welsh mountain earlier this month in aid of Cancer Research UK. The youngster, who's a pupil at Drayton Junior School, has raised £800 so far and said she feels really happy and proud to have completed the feat. She said it took the group 7 hours and 43 minutes, with the journey covering just over 13 miles. She added that they encountered a really freaky and scary stretch near the top of the mountain with a sheer drop and an icy path to contend with. But the group made the journey, and Ruby May said she only fell over once, which was very surprising because in class I always fall over chair legs.
A former Norfolk High Sheriff has reached the Channel after 18 days of walking. James Bagg, 65, is walking 1,500 miles through Europe to raise money for unpaid carers. Mr. Bagg has trekked through 287 miles and 11 counties since March the 28th for his 3-month Walking for Norfolk challenge. He will now pass through Mont Saint-Michel in France and the Pyrenees mountain range before ending at Santiago de Compostela on Spain's west coast. Mr. Bagg said, "It's been a great couple of weeks. Challenging, but rewarding. Little rain, amazingly, but just managing the aftermath. Time for a rest to sort out the physical niggles. He hopes to raise £60,000, which will be donated to various carers groups by the Norfolk Community Foundation.
The heroism of a Norwich man who risked his life to save a stricken kayaker has been recognised with a national award. Will Spalding, aged 23, has been given a Royal Humane Society Award for his bravery last summer. He had been having lunch at Riverside in Norwich on July the 18th last year when his colleagues spotted the kayaker was in danger and Mr. Spalding jumped into the River Wensum to save him. The man had disappeared under the fast-flowing waters, but Mr. Spalding searched the river and found him submerged about 4 feet underwater. He brought him back to safety and the man went on to make a full recovery. He was a true hero and more than merits the award that's been made to him, said Andrew Chapman, the Society's secretary. Mr. Spalding is extremely modest about his heroic actions, but said he was proud to receive the award.